stretch hard before we anything. I'm going to start my reading in 2 Corinthians, in the 4th chapter. And I'm going to start here in the 8th verse, and I'm going to read this, and it's going to sound, as usually, just like I'm talking about today. For most of us here, as we read through these things, we can relate to what he's talking about here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Starting in verse 8. I'll make sure to give you a second, because I can't stand when preachers take off and I'm trying to find it. 2 Corinthians 4 and 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our own mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The mistakes that I've done, that's the 8th through the 18th verse of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I looked at these first few verses here and I thought about us. I thought about me. And I thought about as we go through our daily lives, we look through here and it seems very relevant. It seems very personal for me to look at these and go, yeah, that's me. That's what's going on. I'm troubled on every side. I've got worries about lots of different things, and I know we talked about during Sunday school, we definitely shouldn't have those worries, but there's burdens that I have inside of me that I pray for you, and I pray for this situation, and I pray for our church, and I pray for my family, and I pray for just so many different things that I go through that I know that I want to see the Lord's hand touch. I'm troubled on every side. But with God on my side, I'm not distressed. I'm perplexed. I'm confused. Look at the world. I'm confused a lot about what's going on in the world today. I'm looking at so many different things that are happening, and I go to through the Bible, and I go to different history things that I've seen, and I'm like, how can you even think that way? Knowing what the Bible says. And I know that people, and then I go to, I'm complexed about how these people got away from the Bible. Many of them had salvation experiences and yet didn't take their children to church or they got away from church. I'm perplexed. I don't understand. But I'm not in despair. Persecuted. Now, I know we talk about persecution a lot. We think we go through a lot. We don't. None of us have had our lives asked of us for the Lord. None of us came to somebody and said, you either tell me you don't love God and you don't trust in God or you're going to die. We've never had that. That's why I kind of like the 17th verse. It says, our light afflictions. We can go through all these things that we go through in our daily lives and the problems we have and the troubles we face. It's just a light affliction. But the part that I want to look at and really key in on is in the 16th verse. It says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish. Our outward man dies. Our outward man's dying every day. I'm getting older. The things that I could do a few short years ago, I can't do it anymore. There's things that have happened, knee surgeries and things like that. I was trying to put my tire back on my truck yesterday, and I tried to squat down all the way because I usually how I do it, and I put my arms on my legs, and I just lift up on it, and it goes in. Well, my left knee won't do that anymore. So I had to go about it a different way and work it up on there. Moving water heaters up and down stairs. I used to be able to jerk those things up there, no problem. I struggled the other day. This old body is, try to run. I tried to run just the other day. It was raining. I was in Costco, and it was just pouring rain. And I looked up on the weather map, and I'm like, it ain't stopping anytime soon. So unless I want to stand here for an hour and a half, I'm just going to have to go for it. For about four steps, I thought I was going to run to my truck. Yeah, no. That doesn't happen anymore. I tried to walk a little faster, but I was wet. Okay, the body is failing. It's going down. It's just not what it used to be. But it said, yet my inward man, that part of me that God has touched, the part that I gave to Him, like I talked about back in years ago on a little altar where I just bowed down and I got to the end of myself and said, Lord, I can't do it. If it's going to be done, it's got to be You. That part of me is renewed day by day. It's not getting like this old body. It hasn't had a liver transplant. It hadn't had come to death experiences here and there. It hadn't done the things that have just totally worn this body out. Every day, it's renewed. And that just, I go through that and I think to myself and I'm like, I think about trying to run out to my truck and I couldn't do it. The God inside of me can. And where this body might not be able to move things, the things that the Lord wants me to do, I can still do now just as good as I ever could with His help. It's not going to come to a point in time where this old body that we may have is going to take God out of it. Until the time that I lay it down, the Lord's going to be in here with me, helping me all along the way. And He's not going to let up. It's not going to start failing. There's not going to be any cancers that's going to tear that apart. He's there and He's perfect. So where we go through the troubles that we have and the trials that we have, it's all working on this old earthly body. That inward soul that I've got, God's got it. God's taking care of it. And God can take care of this earthly body just as well. He can, if he wanted me to be able to go out and run the 100 meter dash and beat everybody, if I had that faith and that's what He wanted, I'm sure this old fat boy could do it. God could do it through me. Probably not going to happen. But I love that it's renewing daily. And I want to turn over, and this whole idea isn't new. It goes back to, you go to Isaiah 40. Just a couple verses here, but it's a very similar thought that comes through here. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Isaiah 40 and 28. Hast thou not known Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He's not getting old. He's not getting an old body. He's not getting a forgetful memory. I'm trying to think of names just before church of people, and I'm like, I grew up with them. I knew them so well, and I can't even remember names. Sometimes I have trouble with mine. I tried to spell it the other day. I was like, that ain't right. But my mind's going. It's just not where it used to be.
Amen.
Be careful. That hurts a little bit. But yeah, as we go, we know that. I mean, it's just each and every one of us probably experienced that. I talked to my doctor about it the other day. I was like, you know, I was driving along and I kind of looked up. I didn't know where I was at. And then it came back to me and I turned and it kind of, I was like, man, I drove this road 100 times. And he says, well, you're not 20 anymore. He says, well, you're not quite 80 yet, so you're okay. So we've talked about a few things, but, you know, the mind goes, the body goes. But guess what? My Lord ain't going anywhere. In the 30th, the 29th verse, he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, they shall not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I know the eagle is our national bird. The bald eagle is our national bird. You can see it everywhere. I love eagles. I think they're really neat. More than just being our bird that we have, being the bird of prey that it is, the dominance that it showed. Where we usually go take our little boat down at the lake, Lake Lever, down in southern Indiana. It's not a nature reserve, and it's an Army Corps of Engineers have dug this lake, and it's a nature area all around it. We were down this little cove, and we looked up, and there was an eagle nest right above us. And there was an eagle flying and sitting there. And there were also, I think, one or two hawks that were sitting nearby on branches. And to see that eagle swoop down, and he was like, this is my area, get out of here. And we sit there for probably an hour and watched this eagle kept swooping, and you know what? The hawks left. The eagle, even in biblical times, represents strength. Our God has strength. And then I got down to where it said we're going to mount up with eagle's wings. I looked up, I know how most birds are, but even with eagles also, how they started to fly. When they go up out and they get on their wings. And it's a natural thing that they don't have to be taught to fly. But as they are from a young age and they start to grow and get older and older, they have a preparation that they do before they fly. You will see as the wings start to develop and they will start to move them and flap them and develop the muscles in the wings to be able to make the movements that they need. You will see that the feathers will start to grow and they will start to fill in and to get ready for flight. And then the mother and father, the mother eagle, will come in and she will start lengthening the time that she feeds them. So that they get up and they will start hopping and getting ready to hop for flight. And then before they actually fly, they will hop branch to branch to get their balance. And then one day, with the mother's close watch, it jumps out of the nest. And the mother will stay with it as it flies until it lands. Just give it guidance and give it help. When it says that they shall mount up with wings as eagles, as we go and we go into our lives, too many times I said and I have thought, give it to God. And I've even said, you know, through the pulpit, give it to God and let Him take care of it. Many times, for me at least, I've said, I'm going to let God take care of it, and I've done nothing beyond that. That doesn't mean that we're done. That means I'm going to trust God and His results. I'm going to trust God to help me along the way. I'm going to trust God to take me where I need to go. But I have work to do as God does His work. I have God that is going to strengthen me through Christ that I can work along my way to get to where God needs me to be. Just because I'm going to say God's going to take care of me, I go lay down and I'm done. We have work to do. Each and every one of us. And though this old body may be failing us, day by day, we are renewed. And we have a baby eagle in the nest every morning. So what do we have to do to get ready to fly? We need to prepare. We need to get ourselves ready. We need to be in the Word. We need to be with God. We need to be getting ourselves ready to jump out of the nest and have faith. Every day, we are renewed. The things that happened yesterday, the failures I may have had yesterday, they're gone. I beg God to forgive me for what I've done wrong, for the things that I've messed up. Forgive me, but guess what? It's a new day. I'm a new baby eagle. I need to prepare. I need to wake up and hit my knees and talk to God and say, I don't know what today brings, but you do. I don't know what troubles and trials I'm going to go through, but you do. I don't know who I'm going to meet today that I'm going to talk to about you, but you do. Give me the strength and the knowledge to do those things for you. Get prepared for what's coming ahead. And as you wake up and you get out of bed finally, if He lets you, you jump on the floor with faith that as my steps go, God's going to go with me. Because I'm going to have trouble. I'm going to have despair. I'm going to have all these things that we talked about in 2 Corinthians. Those are going to come through the day, somehow, some way. But I'm not going to be overtaken. I'm going to have trouble. He ain't going to get me all the way. I'm going to have trials, but it's not going to take me down. Because even the youth are going to get tired. Even though this body may be older and I might get tired a little faster, they're still going to get it too. But every day that my soul is renewed, I'm a baby eagle every morning. And guess what? I have a God that spreads His wings out over top of me. And He covers me until I'm ready. And He protects me until I'm ready. And then He says, go do it. Have faith that He'll be right next to me. Have faith as I fly that He'll be right there with me. Have faith that as I come into land sometimes, although I may miss my landing and roll a couple times, it's okay, He's still there. Have faith that as I go and try to catch a fish out of the water, you watch the birds go down and grab it, and sometimes you miss. Mama still gets one. God still gets one. I'm not going to go hungry. He's not going to let me. But He's going to teach me. He's going to show me. He's going to guide me all along the way. And guess what? Sooner or later, I'll be able to do it. And the next day when I come back and I'm a little bit wiser, I'm a little bit more prepared, I'm a little bit farther along with God to do His work. Every day that we step out of bed, that we go out of the house, that we do, it's a leap of faith. We don't know what's going to happen. Open, watch the news. I don't watch the news very often because it's just so bad. I just don't. But every day you'll see horrible things that have happened to somebody. The world and Satan doesn't care about who you are. It happens. It doesn't matter if you're saved and been saved and with God for years and years and years, or if you've been totally against God all your life. Things happen. If you have God in your life, it won't knock you out. It may put you down for a little bit. It may hurt. If we cast all of our cares upon Him, we cast all of our
everything that we have on God. He cares for us and he'll take care of us. He has promised that. So as we come into this safe harbor here of church, that we all meet together and we have our friends and family and loved ones that are around us that care for us, we're going to go out to a place that we don't have that luxury, that safety net. I think about back to old Walnut Grove on Little House on the Prairie, and they all were seemingly happy to a certain extent. They all got along, and when they went out in the town, they knew each one, the mercantile, Nellie and I can't think of all their names now, but they might have had a kind of a rivalry there, but they knew each other. You know what? They loved each other. They might have fought now and then, but there was a love that was there that they could go about and see the doctor and all these things. They all loved each other. We don't have that necessarily anymore. I think we try to find those places to go that we feel more comfortable with and we like those people. At least I do. We went to Costco and got some prescriptions changed over yesterday. And the people there were super nice. We talked to the pharmacist and he was great. And, oh, that's so easy. Let me do this and do that. That makes me happy to have a good customer service experience. But to see that, you know, see smiling faces and they work with you. Those are the kind of places you want to be. They aren't all like that. But every time I hit my knees, I got a friend. And those little songs that we've talked about even today, Little Eyes, Watch What You See, and all that, great children's songs. Okay, well, guess what? They're great adult songs. Jesus loves them, we sang before we started. This I know. Not... It says because the Bible tells me so. I know because he told me so. Amen. Them old children's songs that we've sung with our kids and everything else, they're great adult songs still. Listen to the message that's in them. They're great things to think about, that how big our God is, how strong he is, and how much he loves us. So although we may have weary times and times that just seems hopeless, God doesn't see it that way. So I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what the next few years hold. Let's just keep following God. And if it's just us few people here, let's raise him up the best we can. Because even though we're old and getting older and hurting and got aches and pains and squeaks and cracks, and we can still serve God right here. I saw my mother do it from a bed. From a couch and from a chair. I saw she wanted to go to church so bad, but I know in her heart she was serving the Lord. As long as I have life, I can serve him. I might not be able to get up and go to the house of the God, but I can still serve him. And it looks different for each and every one of us. So every morning we wake up, let's find our spot. Let's find our place. See what God has for us. Sometimes it's listening to some songs and bring the joy and thanksgiving into our heart of who he is and what he's done for us. And sometimes it may be to talk to somebody. There's all things that we can do, no matter how old or young we are. Whether it's just to praise him. Dear Lord, thank you for all you've done for me. To read his word. And you'll see again how much he loves us and how much he wants us to work for him. That his life, this life that we have isn't ours, it's his. That's my message this morning. Anything on anybody's heart that may need to be brought forth.